You found the right frequency. It's Gentle on My Mind with the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
And welcome to this brand new program. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred, host of Radio Thrift Shop and coordinator of Free Radio Skybird. This is Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. Thank you. Armando Trovajoli from the LP Softly. That was just one of those things. Before that, the Carpenters with an instrumental called Heather. With Crate Digging for Easy Sounds for the Now Generation, it's Gentle on My Mind. Gonna do a set now called The Magic Carpet Ride, featuring some pop psych and Eastern tinged recordings.
Purple hair has come all round. Don't know whether or if now I'm coming up or down. Somebody, am I happy or my misery? Whatever it is, she put a spell on me. Thank you.
who lives in the cellar, draws his sketches on the granite wall. He lives within a shifting world of colors, painting scenes of winter, spring, and fall. And the gloom that settles in the corners awakens sleeping phantoms in his mind. They're captives in the midnight land of flowers, and the painter sketches scenes while there's still time. He's the painter who lives in the cellar, painting scenes of winter, spring, and fall. He's the painter who lives in the cellar, and many things don't matter at all. Well, the painter knew a girl named Summer. She lived beyond the kingdom of the wind, and now she is a thing of idle daydreams, sleeping in the shadows of his mind. Well, a vision fallen faintly in the evening, dappled with the hues of summer rain, touches on the canvas of his painting, then crumbles like a shattered window pane. He's the painter who lives in the cellar, painting scenes of winter, spring, and fall. He's the painter who lives in the cellar, and many things don't matter at all. He's the painter who lives in the cellar, painting scenes of winter, spring, and fall. He's the painter who lives in the cellar, painting scenes of winter, spring, and fall.
The Magic Carpet Set on Gentle on My Mind. That was Paul Parrish with The Painter Who Lives in the Cellar. Before that, Barney Kessel with Aquarius. And we started off with Dion and Purple Haze.
Exploring Science and the Sea. When Hurricane Harvey hit Texas in 2017, it killed almost 70 people and inflicted more than $100 billion worth of damage. Not all of the damage was visible, though. Some of it was on the bottom of the lagoons along the coast. Harvey ripped up seagrass beds, which provide shelter and breeding grounds for many species of fish and shellfish, and hunting grounds for birds and other critters. That could change the complexion of those regions for years. Researchers from the University of Texas Marine Science Institute looked at the lagoons before and after the hurricane. They'd surveyed 126 spots in July and August, then went back to them in September and October. They measured how much of a lagoon was covered by the region's most common seagrasses, known as turtle grass and shoal grass. They also measured the sizes of the blades of grass. Shoal grass is small, grows quickly, and typically is the first species to colonize an area. Turtle grass is larger and grows more slowly, but it can replace shoal grass. Where the wind was strongest, Harvey did far more damage to turtle grass beds. It wiped out larger areas, and the surviving plants were more severely damaged. In part, that may be because shoal grass beds were in more sheltered areas. In beds with both species, turtle grass may have protected shoal grass. Whatever the reason, the effects could be long-lasting. Turtle grass grows and reproduces slowly, so it'll take longer to recover, altering the ecosystem of these damaged areas. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Relax. Breathe. Chill. Unplug. It's Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience.
The look of love is in your eyes. I look the time can't disguise.
Welcome back. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. It's gentle on my mind, an easy listening experience, and it's time for the Mancini Moment.
Ooh.
Robin Jones Quintet with Arubu, and before that, the Mancini Moment, the theme from Breakfast at Tiffany's. Well, I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're listening to Gentle on My Mind, and it's time for Bird Note.
This is Bird Note. Mother Goose sounds old-fashioned, so let's bring her story up to date. Everyone knows Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty. They're Disney stories, right? Not exactly. 3 centuries before they helped make Disney famous, they were among the original Mother Goose tales. And hundreds of classic nursery rhymes, like Three Blind Mice and Humpty Dumpty, were also first gathered under Mother Goose's wing. Such stories and rhymes were long part of Europe's oral folklore. The stories were first published in France in 1697 as Tales of My Mother Goose. The book appeared in English soon after. Just who or what was Mother Goose? The name originates in an old French euphemism. Stories told by elder women were called Tales Told by Mother Goose. Mother Goose was sometimes illustrated as an old country woman wearing a tall hat and riding on the back of a goose, or sometimes as just a big motherly goose wearing reading glasses and a bonnet, a friendly figure children could trust. There's something timeless about big feathery friends for children, even today. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Note comes from Seattle's Portage Bay Cafe and Catering, serving local organic food as part of their commitment to the environment. Info at portagebaycafe.com.
You're listening to the best of non-commercial radio, Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience, and it's time for a set I call the Betamax Bin, some soundtrack music. Thank you. From the film Mononcle, we heard two tunes, Adieu Mario and the title track. And we started off the Betamax bin set with Alain Romans and How is the Weather in Paris from Monsieur Hulot's Holiday. Extended version of The Stories with Brother Louie, and before that, Stereolab and Miss Modular. And that's going to do it for Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. Remember, be gentle with yourself, be gentle of spirit, and be gentle on your mind. Thanks for listening.